Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. Unique with Welcome Love. All of you guys get ready to Welcome Love. You know what tonight is. Tonight's Friday with Angela Bixby, the phenomenal, not only certified, gifted medium, fun person we love to have on Fridays, hard working Virgo. Should I say more? I think you guys know how Angela rolls. You guys have been coming here for a while with her. She's here. She's going to be reading. And tonight our topic is a perfect woman. So, oh, my goodness. We're going to start out with that. We have quite a few of you guests from other radio shows bopping in and out. We have a lot of other friends coming in. Definitely stay tuned because we're going to be asking you, what do you feel is a perfect woman? So those of you calling in, I know we love you. Be ready with that in mind. Kind of keep that in the air. We've got a full queue, so don't go. If you get bumped out, jump back in. 773-897-6461. Last night I was working real hard, and Pamela came on and Dina, and the show didn't work. So I apologize to you guys that tried to listen in. Sometimes even the phones have to be cranky. So we are back. We're here wilder than ever. And I'm going to get my hostess out of this group of tons of people. We love you guys. Angela, how are you this fabulous Friday?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Jethro?
Good. I was scared. We've got so many callers. I had to lay down, and I kept looking. I was going, I know you're in here. And I was like, everybody's ready for their fun Friday. And we've got them all teasing. They wrote to me today, and I did take a study. Boston, Massachusetts said that the percentage of women are, with 115 males, that the percentage is over 37 statistically. I have got to be honest with you guys. I know you're going to say I'm a suck-up, but as a Scorpio and way I've always individuals, I don't think there is an imperfect female, because I think the same thing as we noticed when we went through last month and what we did last week, I really would just like to say, as we start this out, you guys always laugh because I eat that foot, but I do know that if you look at the average individual and what a person prefers, everyone has a karmic mate, everyone has an individual energy, and everyone has love to the potential. So I loved all of you guys. I got so much flack over the word perfect. It's just anyone's opinion of what that means. For me, and what we are asking each of our guests and all of our people coming in, what a perfect relationship is. For me, a perfect female is someone who is not only my friend, but is also an understanding individual that I can relate with. Angela, it's up to you now. The ball's in your court. What would you say a perfect female would be?
I agree with you, Jethro. I think we should all imagine air quotes around perfect, right? But I agree with you. It's the quality of a person. And it's sometimes we think we know what an ideal is for us, an ideal partner, whether it's a male or a female in tonight's case. And until we really get in a situation that feels right, often we learn a lot about ourselves and realize that we may not have known initially what was, air quotes, perfect for us, right?
Very true, and we're getting a lot of fans on Facebook are yelling, it's when they feed you. No, that was the number three answer. Actually, out of 115 males in both consensuses, number three answer is, you know, a man's heart to a stomach, they put down cooking. That was the number three answer, and you're going to have to stay tuned and hang in to find out what number two and one are. We're going to go to the phones right now and grab one of our callers. Our first caller up tonight is 847. Welcome to Psychic Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jethro. We welcome you.
Hi, this is Jill again, Jethro.
Thank you for calling in, Jill. You're on tonight with Angela Bixby. Have you got a question for her? And first you have to tell me, what is your definition of a perfect woman? What would be what you would say a perfect woman is?
Someone who's beautiful on the inside.
Good answer.
Jill is in the playoffs for that. It rocks. Okay, Jill. And I'm going with your question, Angela. I love Jill. She knows that.
Hi, Jill.
Hi. My question is, and Jethro knows my history, my two older sisters have been talking, plotting against me. I saw on Facebook they went to Florida together, you know, and it doesn't feel very good. And the reason they went to Florida together is because they've been talking because they're plotting against me. Otherwise, they really wouldn't even be talking.
So are you wondering, Jill, why they're doing this? Is that your question?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Are you wondering, Jill, why your sisters are doing this? Is that your question?
I think my question is did they have fun together? What was the trip all about?
It does look like they had fun together. They've got a real interesting tie. It's almost like they're karmic twins or something. I mean, almost everything that they do, it's almost like they're Siamese twins. There's this connection between them that you get one, you get them both. So they tend to travel in a pair. I mean, everything they do, almost decisions that they make. And it's, they had fun. It's just, they, unfortunately, it looks like they have a little bit of fun with the fact that you feel left out, you know, and that's
right.
Not too cool.
Right. Jethro, what do you think?
I feel they had fun. I also am saying, you know, one good thing, I'm down here in Florida. It's hotter than a monster, so was it a real present? It's like cooking. We got to laugh, Jill. I do feel what they've done. I also agree with her. There is some karma between them. I am not understanding what else is happening. This also is to play against you. The best way to win the game is not to play. I see you totally indifferent. I also see that what's sad is it did hurt you because of what they're doing. We need to be doing some very much, I say we, but me and you and your guides, I'd be putting out some work together to be putting up not only psychic shields, but I also see you really having to turn. Like they're telling me, you, a Native American way, you've got to turn and look another way. We've got to get you focused on a better sunrise because there's something else really being played. That this is like an enjoyment to feel hurt to you. Your sister is so competitive, too. She's pulling him in with the energy. They're pulling him with the energy, and they're telling me that I see you eventually, you know. You know, it's kind of a joke. It's like someone dating someone's ex. Why do you want my hand-me-downs? I mean, that's kind of goofy. It's like, and I know there's feelings there, and it's all in how we look at it. They're telling me, I will definitely work with you, Jill, on some other energies. We need to get you really strongly into healing meditations and bubbling and shielding.
Okay, so it was kind of done on purpose to hurt me.
It was done with the intent to get your attention and to also show you, you know, it's kind of like, see what I can do. And the hilarious part is, you know, I see they did, and they really went there, and you got hurt out of it. And I see the really kind of funny thing is, if you were to kind of do an indifference and do something elsewhere with it, they would be like little pouty babies. I agree with you. They look like little twins over there with their lips out.
What do you mean they would be? I don't understand the little pouty baby thing.
It's like they're doing this all for attention for you. It's like when you have a little pouty baby and they're doing all
right.
This other, there's a conspiracy here. You've got to rise above it like the eagle and you've got to fly. You know, I've got to work with you, Jill. You're a good person. There's no sense in letting them get to you.
You know what? I'm not even going to address it. I'm going to act like I never even saw it.
Very good. You know, don't put the wood in the fire and it won't get you. I got to run. We're glad you called in.
Okay, thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. And we're glad. No problem. Angela's here. We got 612. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. I'm good. This is Jordana.
Everybody, I
miss
all of you guys.
Hi. I know. Hey, I don't know if you guys saw this on the news yet. But, you know, they just took the second suspect into custody.
that's good to know.
What was that? It's been an intense week, that's for sure.
It's definitely been an extremely intense week. I mean, all over. It's just heartbreaking. But I'm actually calling because I do have a question.
Fantastic.
Yes. So I was, a long time ago, I was contacted by a matchmaker. Wasn't really sure if I was going to use her because then I had that situation with that other guy that I just ended. And I think I am. She wants to introduce me to this one guy who I know because he's been in the public, I guess, eye. But I'm just not sure if it's a really good match. So that's why I'm wondering. That's really why I'm calling, to see if you guys, I guess, can see anything happening there.
Yes.
Do you need his name by chance?
Sure. First name would be great. Thanks.
Okay. His name is Ernesto.
Okay. And the guys were already coming forward even before you shared his name with me, Jordana, on this situation. I don't know that it's so much about Ernesto, but what the guys are saying is that you should absolutely take this opportunity with this matchmaker. You've got a lot to offer, and they dress you, for me, in sort of Wonder Woman garb, and they're encouraging you to fly, to use your superpowers. And so any way that you can get yourself into new situations, you know, and one of those ways would be work with this matchmaker. So they're not giving me a whole lot of information on this particular man, but they're saying that it's important that you take this opportunity. It's almost a version of you stepping out of the shadows.
Okay,
it's important for you.
Right. Well, I mean, she really just has the ability to introduce me to other people, one, that I'm compatible with. I mean, I don't have to waste dating them for like 6 months to figure it out. And then two, people who I guess are on my same level, because I am so career driven and orientated, like I need that. I cannot not have that. I would just be totally bored.
Right. You need someone that's strongly independent and has a really big personality and is very success oriented. They show me that. So it's almost as if you have been walking in one league and you need to step into a different league.
Oh, no, that's exactly it. I mean, seriously, to a T, that's exactly what I need, just because everyone who I'm meeting, I don't want to judge people, but to be honest, they're not in the same, I guess, like, game as I am, because my goals are so big that normal people, I guess, don't have those goals. That sounds so bad.
Yeah,
but
no, you know, one way that, I mean, the way that I might say it, too, is an energetic match or a vibrational match. I mean, we all do vibrate at a different type of energy, and there is no judgment. You're right. I mean, everybody's different, and you do need to be attracting someone that's very much like you. There's no no harm in saying that at all.
And that can handle me. Yeah,
I
have a very large personality.
I had to notice, Jordana.
Yeah, no, not at all, right? No, I mean, I'm very opinionated. I'm very opinionated. I actually just went on a date, like, the other day, and it was the worst date. Like, they wanted polygamy, and I was like, oh, gosh, no. That is not me. Adios.
Next.
Yes.
Next,
please. No, but I guess I was just really curious, you know, if it was something I should do, because I do think that she'll be able to
We apologize, we're having a little technical. We didn't get to ask you, what do you feel is a perfect woman there?
Yeah, I think for me the perfect woman is a really good balance of someone who can have the love for someone else and really, I guess, be a woman, because I am traditional. But in addition to that, have their own level of success in their individuality, because I feel like so many women, when they are in a relationship, just get lost in it and they lose their sense of individuality. So for me, you really need to have a good balance, in my opinion.
Well said. Yeah, well said, Jordana.
And we thank you, Jordana. The phones are going wilder. We've got 720. What do you know, 720? How are you?
I'm doing fine. I know Jeffro. Hi,
Jeffro. Hey, Avatar. How are you?
I'm doing well. Pardon?
I welcome you, me and Angela. I'm glad that you called in. Avatar, do you have a question for Angela? And what do you feel a perfect woman is? Which one do you want to answer?
Okay, hi, Angela. I think the perfect woman is someone that is in tune. She knows who she is. And first and foremost, that she has, you know, moved to her heart space, and she's able to love herself in a way that, you know, she would attract the perfect man as well.
Nice.
And you've got a question, friends? Well, I know you've got a question here, and I apologize. You guys are catching it. You can hear the phones, and I can tell we've got, with the energy, I'm having you guys all put really strong strength together, and it's good to see you. You know, it's like I can feel the energy now changing here. This is one of our regulars and fans. Yeah, have you got a question for Angela?
Yeah, my question is, Angela, I'm in a new state, and I wanted to know if any of my friends or family may move or migrate this way. Right now it's just my son and I. But he's been here a long time, but I'm really new to the state.
Yeah, Avatar, I do see people coming in. I see a few people making sort of a mass migration towards you guys. I say mass, but it's almost like a stampede, but it's of a few people, if that makes sense. So it's strong. It's a couple of really people near and dear to your heart, but there will be people joining you. And then I see quite a few people, particularly maybe that are related to your son or your son's friends, that are going to do a lot of visiting, a lot of sort of back and forth, is what Spirit says. So, yeah, you'll absolutely be supported in the new state where you are.
Okay. So this is just family or family and friends?
Both.
Okay. So what do you see, Jethro? Is he still there?
Jethro, are you with us?
I think
we may have lost him, Avatar. Yeah, I do see both family and friends. And
okay.
It's almost as if you're son is a stronger catalyst than you, so I don't know if it's, you know, family, friends of his, or that people are wanting to, you know, be around his energy and come join him and what's going on for him in the state. But yeah, he's a big driver for people visiting and potentially moving there.
Okay, well, I know
and
his daughter. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, and I do see both. I see people both moving there and visiting there. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, well, I know his daughter is one that, you know, has been showing an interest. So I don't know if you're picking up any family members or friends in particular. But I know she has been talking to her dad about it. So I don't know if
you... Yeah, it doesn't look like her. It's her. Does she have siblings, too?
Yeah, she has a sister. She has three sisters.
Yeah, it's her and at least one of the sisters, maybe a couple of them, that are interested in this move. They're going to sniff it out. They're going to definitely visit and check it out.
Yeah.
He's definitely
I'm back. That was so wild. Yeah, I took a little vacation, and I didn't like it. I'm not going there again. There was static, and there was someone scary on the radio telling me to push my button. I'd like them to know it's my button, and I'll do what I want with it. So Jethro's back, and from that button-pushing contest, we have no idea what Blog Talk. They're going to miss me when I'm gone. You know, I've been going on A1R. I've had them give me some offers from Spirit Radio. Now we're working on a couple others. And Blog Talk, I kind of laughed because last night when we were trying to sign in, all the other ones were telling me I wasn't even on the radio. I was doing a reading for a lady, and my phone has gotten so used to all the stress of doing this show, my Skype started making the sound of it. I'm like, Blog Talk, I'm not even on with you. This is a client of my own. And she told me, she goes, is this normal? I said, only if you work for Blog Talk, because I'm over here in Florida. So that's where you go. We love you. You know, Avatar, please keep listening in. We're going to put the blessings. We're rolling on. We've got a lot of people coming here and going, and we just always, as always, want to help. We're going in and laughing with a couple of you. I know you got beeped, and someone wrote me that you got kicked off, and it was my fault. We probably passed each other in the hall, me with the one running back to the show. You were the running in. So 786, you're on, too. How are you?
I'm good, Jethro.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. My question for you guys is about moving. I just got engaged this year, and our wedding is this November in Florida, but we're trying to move to Indiana by this spring and trying to transfer with our job. I was wondering if you saw that happening for us. What's your first name, Adair?
Gigi.
Hi, Gigi. I do see you both finding jobs in Indiana, you said it was? Yes, we're trying to hopefully move there by this spring or the latest this summer before the wedding. Yeah, I do see you, Spirit, showing me you moving there before the wedding. It's as if you both get jobs, or one of you gets a job and you go and you get set up, and you end up coming back to the area a little bit between the spring and when the wedding is. But I do see you setting up camp there quite soon in Indiana, and both of you having jobs there. Yeah, it looks good. It's an exciting time for you. It is. It's been great this past year and a half. It's been good. Yeah, it looks like you two have met a really nice match in each other. It looks, Spirit says you're very happy. You're very compatible. Yeah, he's a loving guy. He's great. He's one of the good ones. He's really good.
Nice.
Happy. I was going to inquire, could you tell me, you see me getting the job first, because we started applying online, but with the wedding and planning all that, I kind of stopped applying. I kind of got too distracted with the wedding. Can you give me an idea when you see me getting this job, or see him getting the job, or do you see us being able to transfer with our current company?
To me, it feels more like a transfer with your current companies. And then I see your fiancé making a change. So I see you transferring with your current companies. It offers ease for both of you for this year with all that you've got going on. But I see him making a change pretty quickly after the transfer.
Okay, so he won't have a job after we move. Oh, be mean.
Okay, so he's not able to transfer with his company?
He is, but when you said you see him changing, which is something he would probably do because he doesn't want to work for that company anymore.
Right.
I was wondering, do you see him transferring with them as well, or do you see him moving there without a job?
I see him transferring with the company, just as I see you transferring with the company. And then once you get there, I see him finding a different job.
Oh, wonderful. Hopefully more money for us. That's great.
Excellent.
Good.
Thank you for calling in, Gigi.
Thank you.
We are having our wonderful time of Gone Wild, and I think I just got back on the seat. I'm now in the chair. I don't know what we've had happen. 614, you're on before I go off again and someone throws me out the door. How are you, 614?
Hi, this is Beth. How are you?
Great. This is Jethro and Angela Bixby. Would you like to tell us, what do you think a perfect woman is, and ask your question?
I think a perfect woman is somebody that's able to compliment their mate by being there for them emotionally as well as physically.
Nice.
Very good. I see. We guys, we have got the best audience. Can we just, like, keep all of you forever? Because you guys are just,
yay,
I'm getting all mushy tonight. Is there something going on? Where is Shelley Seitz, the planet? I'm getting all sensitive. I think it must be a mushy Venus thing going on, because I got happy over a cherry pie and almost, like, I had a mushy moment. I'm sorry. I'm getting real sensitive. Beth, ask your question of Angela, and I'll be good. I've got dessert. I'm ready to go.
All right. I'd like to know if you see my friend Patrick and I working through our problems that we're having.
I do, Beth. Spirit shows me the two of you sitting at a table, sort of over a meal, and it's very civil. And bear in mind, this is a metaphor, so it may not be a literal dinner that you have. You know, they often show metaphor. for the questions, for the answers to the questions. But I see you working out your challenges very, very civilly. And there's someone that comes in almost like a mediator, right? They give an image of the waiter coming over, sort of interrupting you if the conversation gets a little bit intense, and that helps shift the energy between you. But I do see you resolving your differences. I do see you working things out. It may be what Spirit says is that you work things out to such a degree that you still don't have a whole lot of contact with each other, but you clear the air. So you may still go your separate ways, but you do clear the air.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I hope that helps.
It does. It. Mm-hmm. I guess I think I kind of knew that was going to be the answer, but I just didn't know if we'd get back together or not.
Someone has a vicious dog, I can tell. Hear it?
Yes.
Oh, he's a doll.
I know. Grouchy.
Very cool. We thank you, Beth, for calling in, and we're going to let her go attend that animal who's having a happy party. And thank you for doing it. We love you guys, and you know what's the funnest part? Is we're live, and you can hear it right now. From the dog barking to the man screaming to Jethro getting thrown down the hall. 908, I'm back. And are you ready to talk to Angela Bixby?
Yes. Hi, my name is James, and about a woman, I guess beautiful on the inside as well as the out. Great communication skills and just a sweetheart.
Oh, James, we're
nice.
Going shopping again. You've got a list. I like you. Yes, James. And you get to have a wonderful time with Angela Bixby, and not only a phenomenal psychic, but just a rockin' Virgo. So go ahead and ask your question, James.
Well, I guess that's the kind of girl I'm looking for, lady I'm looking for, but I never had kids yet, so hopefully, you know, one day getting married again and having a family. And I don't know, I was feeling, because I'm a little intuitive, but I was feeling that something about me getting married within the next year or 2 years.
You know, James, what Spirit comes through with pretty strongly for me right away is actually a baby before marriage. I see you as a father. I see you holding a baby within the next 2 years. And I see you with partner, but I don't see the marriage so much as the family part.
Wait, a baby within the next 2 years?
Yes.
Would it be my baby?
What did you say, James?
Will it be my baby?
I believe so. It looks to be. You're the father of this child. I don't know if you literally impregnate a woman or if this child comes into your life and you become its father. Spirit's not showing me how you become a father to this infant, but I see you as a father to an infant.
How long? Oh,
about
I love
2 years
kids.
Is with the, yeah, within the next couple of years.
Okay, I love kids, though. I mean, I wouldn't mind, like, if it was a... Because I was always saying that I want kids, and if I... But I would also have the... I would also keep it an option open to also adopt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that may be the case. I do not see this woman coming into your life with children. It's something that happens for the two of you together.
Oh, boy, I hope.
Oh, my God, you got me. And I'm scared, okay? So we got to change the subject. I'm happy, James, but it's like a contagious cold. I've already been there. I've done my time, and I was a good person. I even come out with honors. So we know that that's the thing. That it gets. It's like water. It gets in the water, and everybody gets that word. I'm so happy for you, James, but, you know, I got all choked up. I may have to have respiratory work here done on me.
Is it anybody that I know now, like a female that I know now?
It may be. Spirit's not showing me that. They're showing me less about the woman than they are about the qualities of you being very deeply satisfied as being a father, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know what? Because I always wanted to be a father. Like, I take after my mother, so I'm not afraid.
Excellent.
So thank you very much. Could you keep me on hold?
Oh, eagerly, yes. Thank you for calling in, James. And please get on psychicsgonewild.com. And I've got to tell everybody before I get in trouble, it is to get a hold of Angela is www.energyintuit.com, just like it's spelled, energyintuit.com. You guys can get a full reading with us there. And remember, it's like going into a restaurant. You tip the wait staff. That's the way to do her. So as you guys are going in and we're having good work here, they're trying to grab my co-host, and they can't have her. Leave her alone. She's ours. Angela's back. I'm back right now. I think the phone one, we said perfect woman. We didn't say the operator with an attitude. Leave me alone. 845. How are you, 845? It's a perfect woman night. Do you have what you feel it is?
Hi, Jeffo. It's Anna. Wow. I mean, when I heard what is a perfect woman, it was like, ooh, I never thought about that. But really thinking about it, it's kind of like a perfect woman realizes that there is no perfect woman, that you embrace your imperfections, your little muffin top as your love handle, follow your spirit, your journey, understand synergy. You embrace your femininity and masculinity. You allow a man to be a man. It's so complex. It was like, wow, what is a perfect woman? You know? Pretty interesting.
Okay.
Pretty interesting. You know? And, yeah, it's pretty complex. But my question tonight would be, having said that, how do you see my romance? Which is not interesting at this point.
You're Diane, you're so cute. I love that. You threw that in there like a fly ball. I felt that come right through the crowd.
Well, I'm just
nice segue. Nice segue, Diana. Are you dating someone now? Are you in a relationship now?
Well, no, you know, it's kind of like this fellow that was in my life like 2 years ago. It was more like friends with benefits, but I wasn't getting that much benefit out of it. And he kind of like, yeah, he was kind of divorced. He was going through a thing, and he decided, yeah, I know, Jethro. So he decided to go, you know, try and reunite with his ex, and it didn't work, and then he came back into my life, like, last spring, and we talked here and there, da-da-da, and I saw him last weekend, and it was like, okay, I don't want to get my heart hurt again by this person, you know? I just don't. But there's some kind of connection there, so.
Yeah, absolutely. What Spirit's showing me, Diana, is that there is absolutely some kind of connection between you and him. And
mm-hmm.
this is, you know, the potential for you to do this dance again. And there's potential between you two. But I have to tell you that before you started telling me about him, Spirit actually showed me you with someone else. And you looked jubilantly happy, ecstatic, like on this soaring through the galaxy, on this like private love boat, completely happy. And who they showed me you with was not the person that you're talking about now.
Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can see there's a lot of intimacy, there's a lot of connection, there's a lot of love between you and this old friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like if you choose to step into it with him, there will be more benefit to you in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what they say about that situation. It's not going to change a whole lot. It's going to feel good for a little while, but I do see a completely better situation for you out there.
Okay, and when will that better situation be coming along?
You know, if you're not dancing with the old flame, I see it coming in a lot sooner because you're going to be in that space where you're really open and receptive to manifesting mm-hmm. that man. You know, if you're choosing to put your energy towards something that's possibly half-satisfying, then you're going to hold that out sort of in vibrational escrow for a while. You know, so if you're not choosing to step into something that's not exactly what you want and what you deserve, it'll come in quickly. It could come in as quickly as the next couple months is what they show me.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds good
to me. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely into getting some benefits.
There are benefits on your horizon, Diana.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you, Diane. You always rock, and I just thank you. You made me laugh so hard. I've got to remember that. Friends with benefits that weren't that beneficial. That was just too funny. This is why I love working the show.
I'm trying to stay cool right now, you know, because it's like, okay, what does that mean? You need to get something out of it, you know, and I give and give and give from my heart and my soul, and I am who I am, and I think he's just commitment fearful, you know, and he's like a text maniac, and I'm just like, you know, I've come to a place in my life where I'm like, okay, I'm better than that, you know, and I deserve better than that, so, yeah.
Amen.
And I love this with ladies now. And on the other part, this is a perfect woman because they handle the situation well. Us men act like we're playing the operation game. We're like, well, she's kind of here, and we want to reach over. And don't touch the funny bone. Just grab it by the nose. No, no, it's kind of – and women just slap it right on the table. No, it's not working for me. And I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Diane, for being who you are. Never change. We are going right on to the fact that it is Psychics Gone Wild, and we went a little wilder because we just got some more of you in the queue. Remember, it's 773-897-6461. If they do throw you out like they keep doing to me, call back in. Don't make us upset. I don't want to have to chase you. 859, how are you tonight? 859, are you out there? Can you hear me? 859 has got a baby. I love that, but I think they threw them out in the hall. Come back in. We'll be waiting for you. I'll come back to you. 302-824, you're up there with our Angela. How are you, 302?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited. We got you, and they didn't throw you out in the hall. You've been good. You didn't get put in the corner.
That's good.
This is it's good. And this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you. What do you feel a perfect woman is?
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Someone who has a kind heart, I think, is the most important thing.
I would have to agree. And your name, and meet Angela Bixby.
Hi, Angela. This is Gail. I actually had a reading with Angela this week.
Oh, hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for calling in. It's great to hear your voice on the radio.
Yeah, I actually saw your post on Facebook. And so I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. So I thought, you know what, why not? So I put my hat in the ring, so to speak. So,
excellent. You came to the right place for fun on a Friday.
We got you on the phone, too. Tell us, is it true? Is she really all that phenomenal in person, or is she just putting us on the show because she's the show-off?
No, not at all. It was the first time I had a one-on-one reading with someone in person. And I was a little unsure at first, but it turned out really good. So it was great.
Cool. I put you on the spot. I had other people going, oh, my God, we're going to have more people going over to her site. Angela knows I'm teasing. She's been kicking, you know what, and taking names every Friday since she's come in. I was told last week to slow down and quit throwing people at her. And I just had to tease her because I'm so glad you came on. We got a live show. Angela is all that in person. So, Gail, ask your question. I'll be good before Angela kicks me in that spot I don't want to say.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, it's kind of about one of the things that we talked about my friend Terry in North Carolina, and I'm not sure how much she remembers about that, but I'm just really having a hard time, and I feel like my heart is just too far gone. I saw a picture of him on Facebook, and it just, like, I just have to break away somehow, and it's just getting really hard. Just by looking at a picture, it kind of set me off a little, so.
Sure, yeah, it can be that hard, Gail. I mean, emotional triggers are hard when you're feeling lost, you know? What I see, what Spirit's telling me, is that he's really preoccupied. And, you know, it's not with another, you know, it's not with someone else emotionally or romantically, I should say. I think he's caught up with his daughter. And he's just really, really, you know, caught up in what's going on in his life. And one of the best things that Spirit says you can do for yourself is to surround yourself with light, turn yourself in a little bit different direction. Because in order for you two to come back together, you're going to need a little bit of distance there. You're going to need to feel some healing before it's going to feel right to be back with him.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch the last part of what you said.
A little bit of distance, Spirit says, is actually going to help a lot of healing for you. And so that when you've had some distance and you've had a bit of healing, it's going to feel a lot better to turn back towards him and to be able to have contact with him again and rekindle that friendship. I do see you having a rekindled friendship and being close again very soon, but it seems like right now he's preoccupied with what he's got going on, and you need a bit of distance for yourself to do some healing.
Yeah, I agree. I actually wanted to let you know something about my other friend, Tracy, that I was talking to you about.
Mm-hmm.
He actually sent me a message, and because I wasn't really sure about, not that we have a relationship, we don't, we just met kind of thing, and I was a little afraid because I hadn't heard from him, because usually we've been chatting, whatever, but, you know, he did send me a message, and he's actually in L.A. working on a movie, and he said we need to chat soon, so I'm not really sure what that meant. there you go.
That's exciting. You know, Gail, Spirit's still showing me the two of you have got something really potent there. So it may take a while to take off, but they're still showing me a lot of romantic feelings there between you and he. But keep the faith. And I know it's hard with the long distance and the different cadence in the communication, but just try to keep the faith, because there's a lot there between the two of you, potentially.
I remember you telling me, and because we just have never really met in person. And I just never really, wasn't really seeing it like that at all. I just wasn't sure as far as the friendship and what kind of friendship it was going to be, kind of thing. So, but okay, I will do that.
I'm glad you heard from him. That's fun.
Yeah, I guess. When I saw, you know, the picture of Terry, it just kind of like,
try to focus on the good feelings, Gail. That's going to help you right now. It's going to help you feel better.
Yeah, I'll do that. I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling in. It's great to hear from you.
Oh, well, same here, and I'm sure I'll be contacting you soon. So.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling in, Gail. And I love this. You guys are going, this is live. It's like, you bet it is. And we all know Angela rocks. And it's just, there's no doubt about it. What I love about you guys that are coming in, that are asking me right now, yes, we have some good things coming. Yes, we have more things. Spiritual Learning Connection will be changing its name to Rocking Psychics. We're going to be rocking over there. We already are over there. Those of you who can't get enough of the craziness here, go over there at 4 p.m. in the day, and they're going to be coming on to late nights. And I know you guys are going, it's happening fast. There's a lot of changes. I love with you guys coming on. Don't ever forget that we're here with Psychics Gone Wild. Next month will be some changes you will not believe, even you that are psychic. We are playing Spin the Psychic. So everyone who's had a reading on PsychicsGoneWild.com and has had a chance, please let us know who you've had a spin with, because one of you will be a lucky winner of some really good stuff if you have the right name. We are having a joke because we've had so much popularity. Angela and Dina need to share the little golden treasures they're getting, but those two are liking it. So we want you to check everybody's page out. Just because they're cute doesn't mean they're only ones there. 928, you're on, and is it fair? Would you tell us? No, I'm kidding. Would you tell us if your favorite idea of what a perfect woman is?
Hello?
Yes, 928, it's you.
Yes. I would say somebody who's independent and, like, loves.
Mm. Okay, very good. Yes, that is true. Perfect. And my welcome, this is Jethro. I apologize, I'm having a speech impediment. It just started the show. It's like I'm having a weird day. So please bear with me. I'm really a nice guy, but today I just on a little silly edge again. Welcome to our show, and Angela Bixby's our phenomenal psychic tonight. And if you'll give us your first name and ask a question, she will amaze you.
Okay, my name is Alfina. My question would be, there's this guy, his name's Brian. I'm wondering if he's interested in where it will go.
Interesting. Alfina, you said your name is?
Yeah.
Hi, Alfina. Nice to meet you. I do see him as interested. He finds you fascinating, is what they say. I mean, he sees you as almost this sort of exotic creature, is how he views you, and he's very interested in you. I see it being romantic. I see it being fun. I see you two sort of doing this dance of checking each other out. You know, it's dating, it's romance, it has its own pace. It's warm. It's not necessarily hot and steamy really fast, but it looks like a really nice foundation for a solid relationship. And then I see him wanting to get serious with you, quite frankly. He's fascinated.
But the thing is, like, right now, like, we text and stuff, but usually I initiate the, you know, like, contact with him. So that was the whole reason why I was wondering, like, if he wasn't interested or what was going on there.
I see him as completely interested and fascinated by you.
Mm-hmm.
It's your thing to me. So maybe sit back with that and see how that feels. And then see when you hear from him. I don't see him as being someone that wouldn't reach out to you if he didn't hear from you for a little while. He's interested in you.
So do you think I should, like, not text him for a week or something and see what happens? Or
I think you should do what feels right to you in the situation. I think you should try on that feeling of the fact that he thinks a lot more of you than you may realize at this point, and just see how that feels. Sit with that feeling and then do what feels
okay.
Right. I'm not a proponent of, you know, quote-unquote, behaviors like that may not feel natural. If it feels natural to you to do that, then do it. If it feels like you're resisting something, then it's not a good idea. You know inside what the best thing for you to do is.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That makes sense. Sure. Good luck.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in, and we welcome you. And I know a lot of you, I just had a person write me in Skype and ask me, how come you're not reading tonight, Jethro? Tonight's not my night to read. So that's what you get. I don't know why.
It's my night to read. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's yes, and it's her night, and that's the way we do, and that's what we love about this. We are a team. I also had a piece of person piecing. You piecing? You person that teased me, and you're going to do it. No, I haven't drank, but I may start if you don't quit teasing me on Skype. So we've got 601. 601, are you ready for some fun on Psychics Gone Wild? This is Psychic Jethro, and our phenomenal lines are Bixby.
Hi, how are you? This is Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Hey, Tara.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank
sure.
you for calling.
What do you think of as the perfect woman?
Somebody you can trust. And loyalty, trust and loyalty. But trust really is a big thing, I think.
Strong qualities, well said.
Right.
What's your question?
Basically, like the last caller, I have a friend, someone I'm interested in, and I feel like they flirt. Are they interested? And do you see our relationship going anywhere? Do you see a romantic relationship there?
I see this person is interested, but I see that you will overwork in this. He's interested, but not as interested as you deserve, is what Spirit says. It's potentially going to be a lot of you going towards this person and you doing a lot of the work.
Okay,
so
but there is
like
potential?
There is potential. There is potential.
Okay, so they are interested?
They are interested. Spirit doesn't show this person's energy as one that really wants to move too much. Excuse me. They show me this person's energy as one that doesn't really care to reach out, compromise, give very much. You know, he's sort of ready to receive. And
mm-hmm.
as long as you want to give, he'll receive. But I don't see a lot of reciprocity coming back from his energy towards you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so if I were to open up to him and show my interest, do you see us in a relationship? Or is it just always going to be friendship?
I see potential for a relationship, but again, I don't see him moving much. I see him having the capacity to open up to you, but I don't
okay.
see him moving much in your direction and being someone that really desires to evolve or grow.
Okay.
So it would be a relationship on his terms.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Sure. Good luck. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you for your advice. Have a good night.
You too. Jethro, are you with us?
Jethro is back. He's found his way to the light every time we do it. We know that they're having so much chaos. This is what is happening. And what the excellent part has always been is Blog Talk used to do it. Now it does it with style. I used to like the music. Now that they've done the new program, all I get is the static of being thrown to the hall. It reminds me when I was in junior high and I made the silly joke and had to stand up in front of the audience. Thank you guys that are making us popular. As you become one of our psychic followers, you know when we're on. We thank you for doing that. We also are having the contest of Spin the Psychic, so you've got to go in and try that, and we're having fun. We have kind of cut back on the contest. We have a couple coffee winners. You guys have to send the psychic your snail mail. Snail mail means the mail that goes to your house. I am psychic, but if I look at an email, I really am real busy, and I just please just send it to me. It's confidential. Those of you who have won books, I need to have that too. I don't have e-books for you, but we're kind of holding down with our winners. Having fun and going through. We've got it down to 8 whole minutes, and that means the last couple callers that are in, looks like you're going to get in. Let's go to 951. How are you, 951?
Hey, my battery might go.
You can call it.
Yeah, me and my battery's flashing.
No.
Perfect woman would be to whoever in the eyes of the beholder. So, yeah, what's perfect to some ain't to others.
Beautiful.
And my question is, relationships. Somebody with an S, if I'll see him again.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't pick up the last part that you said.
Oh, if I would see S, this guy with an S, his initial starts with an S.
Okay, and what's your name, my dear?
My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. And so you're asking if you're going to see this person, you mean in terms of dating, or if you're going to see him again? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Spirit shows me you really wondering about this. They actually show me you sort of staring into a crystal ball trying to figure it out. I don't know if you're going to see him again, but I see a couple other options out there in terms of people for you to date coming in pretty quickly. It doesn't feel like it's this person whose name starts with an S.
Okay.
But I see you, I see you really doing a nice job of manifesting the type of person that you want to hang out with. And I see 3 or 4 people lined up ready to come in. So I see you feeling good and having some fun dating. I just don't believe it's going to be S.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you for calling, Lori. You got to ask me something. Are you still there, Lori?
Yeah. No, that's fine.
How did?
I
got a question for you. How was the healthy coffee?
It is very good.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you, and I will be getting a hold of you guys out there. She does the coffee, and those of you doing it, get a hold of us at 928-284-0437, or you can always go on psychicsgonewild.com and order it there. But, Lori, blessings to you. We've got a few minutes left. I want you to hang with us. I know your phone's going crazy. I'm going to try again. 859, has the baby let you go? Can you talk, 859?
Yes, he has.
I'm so happy. I love that child, but it just gets a leg lock on you. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm hanging in there.
I welcome you. This is Psychic Jethro making 2 silly jokes in trouble, and our wonderful Angela Bixby, and you are?
Molly.
Thank you for calling, Molly. What is a perfect woman to you?
There's no such thing as perfect. It's all about loyalty, honesty, genuine, and kindness. And that's your own kind of perfect.
Very good. Very good answer. And well, do you have a question for Angela tonight?
I'm having health problems, and I have a very supportive husband and family. We just relocated. I'm having trouble with my mother's passing last year, and I just want to know what what she sees in the next year or two.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, spirit's telling me that some of the health problems that you're having are definitely tied a little bit to your mom's passing. There's a lot of grief around that. That's sort of dancing with your health challenges. And so anything that you can do to try to lighten up that grief process as you move through it is going to help your health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in there, I see, in your body in terms of challenges. I don't feel like they are, I'm not a medical professional, I've got to tell you that. What I see psychically and energetically is I don't feel like they are major problems. They feel major. They're very, very disruptive to your life, but I don't see anything really, really bad, I guess is the best way to put it. I'm not sure how else to put it. You know, it seems like there are things that are being exacerbated that are really, really annoying and, you know, affect you all throughout the day. But as you can work with the grief, I see that getting better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put a... did spine surgery on my neck and put metal plates in, and but everything that they did the surgery for is still there.
Yeah, I see that, a lot of pain in your system. I'm sorry for that. I see you needing to heal for a bit longer, is what Spirit says. You know, you still got some healing to do there. But you will feel better in time. It just doesn't look like it's a very fast process at all for you. I'm sorry to say.
No.
They're showing you, though, in about a year's time, doing things that you never thought that you would do. I mean, they're showing you on horseback. You know, they're showing you doing a lot of really adventuresome things.
We moved to horse country. That's pretty funny.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Good.
They show me that in about a year's time, you will be active in ways that you just hadn't. It's hard for you to imagine right now with the pain that you're in.
But I do
see you getting there. So yeah, have faith and hang in there. Take care of yourself.
I will.
Good.
Thank you for calling in, Molly.
Thank you.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for calling in.
Got a few minutes left here, but Molly, I could feel when you first called. Don't you admit that Angela's like just a really good can of 7-Up? You take a sip of her, and then she just makes you feel bubbly all over.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I
prefer
I
Sprite, though, but she's still great.
Okay, and so those of you who prefer Sprite, you can still get with Angela and have that. But yes, she is kind of a Sprite. I agree. It's more. I like both because I like all drinks and food, but I do think she is more of a Sprite. I agree. And thank you for coming in. Please follow along. I know a lot of you go, what was a perfect woman? And I like what she just said. Tonight was perfect. Molly did her answer. There isn't really any a good perfect answer, but we all got to have our opinion. And the fun thing is we got to have one more fun wild night here on Gone Wild. Don't you guys leave us. As we go and we grow, next month we're going to be adding ourselves to A1R Radio. That is, those of you who listen to Living in the Psychic Realm with me, we reach more of a bigger audience that way. Excuse me, my throat, I'm getting all mushy here. We have Canada. I do 1380 a.m. in Canada. Now at 10 a.m. in the morning, people in Montreal can find out why Jethro's really crazy. But what's even better is you guys that are coming with us, our best psychics are going to be there. We're going to be doing topics, discussions, and it's going to be psychics gone wild. We're taking a step up. So if they can broadcast us across the Canada, go in on it, and all joking aside, you guys, go in on psychicsgonewild.com site because that's who is going to go with us. Right now, and I teased, you now know who the two biggest ones are, Dina Flanagan and Angela Bixby. But, you know, you guys go in, you pick who you want, you go in and look at their site, our computer picks it up, and those will be the people that are going with me on the Gone Wild Canada and all through the country. You've got a minute left to tell them, Angela, what do you want to tell these wild people?
You can find me on energyintuit@gmail.com. And if you wanted to, if you'd like to be added to my email list, just send me an email, please. I'd love to hear from you.
We've had a great night. Thank you, Angela, for always being Angela. This is Friday. You guys be careful out there. We just heard a little bit of news. There's some things we know is going on with Boston. I thank all of you who put your prayers. A special salute to Crystal LaFate and Amy Kavanaugh for putting a wonderful show together, that you guys discussed the things that were happening. We put light out there. Continue to be the best you can. Tomorrow night, it's Saturday, it's surprise time. We have some more mails that are coming on, those of you listening to the new readers. Do make sure you listen to Gary Wimmer. He's on with us. He's wild. Helen Francesca came back. She had to go wild one more time from United Kingdom. Dina and her are delirious. Pamela, you never know which one of these wild ones are here. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Good night.